And welcome to the second half hour of the show called The Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and I'll be with you until 1 o'clock today. Now, the song we heard from Jim Robinson before we went to break was called Nick Dean's Barn, and that was a popular dance hall that I guess it was popular during the 50s and the 60s. It did burn down. I can't quite remember when, if it was in the late 60s or the 70s. Now, then we'll hear one more song from Jim, and then we'll go to the interview I did with Jim Robinson. So next up, let's hear the song called Grant and Mayotta.
Known them since back in the 60s. I was playing in the band at Nick Dean's. Mayotta ran the snack bar in the basement. Grant worked the door and did a bit of everything. Once in a while when things got quiet, Mayotta come up from downstairs. And if Grant wasn't up with us singing, they'd be dancing like Rogers and Astaire. Mayotta loves to dance. Grant loves to sing. Married back then for 25 years. Long may their wedding bells ring. Through the years I used to run into them, and thanks to the history we had, always friendly, they'd always ask if I was still playing in a band. Still remember that Saturday night back home, jamming at a local dance hall. There they were, gliding by, smiling, having a ball. Mayotta loves to dance. Grant loves to sing. Married by then for 50 years. Long may their wedding bells ring. Had a call from my sister this evening, chatting about this and that. She mentioned their upcoming anniversary. Heard they'd had a little spat. Couples don't agree on everything. Doesn't mean they don't get along. Picked up my guitar after the phone call. Ended up writing this song. Mayotta loves to dance. Grant loves to sing. Married now for 70 years. Long may their wedding bells ring. Mayotta loves to dance. Grant their wedding bells ring.
I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Townships at 12. And we have a very special benefit concert coming up on the 19th, this Sunday. Jim Robinson and company will be coming to play at the Trinity Church in Cookshire for a benefit concert to help raise money for the church. So welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Would you like to introduce yourself? I know that you're a Canadian folk musician. You grew up in the townships, I think, in the Thetford area and also the Lennoxville area, and now you're based in Montreal.
Yes, you're right on all those counts. I was born in Lower Ireland, outside of Thetford Mines, and my parents left there when I was only one, so I didn't really spend a lot of time in down home, but I still kind of connect to that community, I guess, in some very deep way. And we moved, we lived in North Hadley and Huntingville and Lennoxville before my dad bought a farm out in Bulwer. Had a place on the highway for a while and then a farm in Bulwer. And I went to Bishop's and Cookshire High School in Bishop's. So I'm very familiar with that area. It was a part of my life where growing up, going to school, and then further on to university and playing hockey and stuff. It was a very informed part of my life. That time of life makes such a lasting impression on one's life. I think you realize it more as you get older.
You do. Now, based in Montreal, I guess you still consider yourself in part to be a townshipper?
Absolutely. You know, I have every time I stand in my living room, we live in an apartment that overlooks the river, and I can look down to the townships, and honestly, I always have the same feeling of, I don't know what other word for it, maybe attachment, love for that part of the world, you know, the geography and the people I know down there, and the wonderful experiences I've had in my lifetime.
Okay, I understand that. Now, you have, is it 9 CDs you have out?
Gosh, Maureen, I think I've just finished number 11 now.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Okay, now, before you started writing, you write your own songs. What was your musical and band background experience?
Oh, that's a good question. I had the privilege of working with my childhood friend, Sid Prescott. We started playing country music and fiddle, old-time music, because he played violin, and then he bought a pedal steel. So we were early on found a common interest in the music coming out of Nashville and Wheeling and Texas and Bakersfield. And so we were able to start playing country music. And I guess the end of that was, we did it for 10 years within a band. We had our dads in the band, and Wayne Nutt Brown was in the band, and we played at Nick Dean's for a number of years with T-Bone Richard owned Nick's, and had a wonderful run there of every Saturday night. And couldn't have hit it at a better time, I think, if you're looking for country classic music. The music was being written and played at that time. We loved it and loved playing it, and it was just a wonderful learning experience for us, I think.
Okay, now, when and why did you start writing your own songs, Jim? Because I know you write all your own songs.
I started, that's a good question, too. You know, I think I started, if I'm looking way back, when we were listening to the radio back in the day, and I'm such a fan of local radio because I think communities and local radio are being unfortunate, you know, that there's such a need for the reconnection or reemergence or valuing the local news and local programming. And at the time we listened to CKTS, that was kind of it, and Cervic Record. But the radio station, CKTS, was the prime source of music. And of course we listened to Nashville and Wheeling, but the signal wasn't very good. So you'd end up getting a couple of lines of the first verse, maybe, and then you miss the third line because the signal would fade, and you'd have to fill that in, because on Saturday night, you couldn't really count on people hearing. You didn't know whether they knew what that third line was any more than you did. So you kind of learned to make it up. I think my songwriting kind of started by realizing I could make this stuff up. And I did that, not just out of sort of, what is it, invention is, you know, necessity is the mother of invention or something. Anyway, I think that's where it all started. I realized that, oh, you could do this. But the real thing that got me going, once I had that early experience, was my father died suddenly in 75, and it hit so hard that I had no way to express the grief except through music, which he and I had played together for years, and we shared a common interest in music. And I started writing songs. I think, to deal with that loss. And I was playing at the Ripple Cove at the time in another band, J.W. Fish, and that's when it started.
Okay.
Sort of that loss.
Okay, interesting. Tell me a bit about how you go about writing a song, your process. What comes first, the music or the words?
It's usually before the words come, there's usually a feeling. And it could be something somebody says, or it could be something I hear on the news or read in a book, or a memory that pops into mind, or a dream I wake up with. There's just something that I notice. And in that moment, I have a choice. I can either pick up a pen and write it down, and I keep a notebook, and I keep paper beside my bed so I on the nightstand, so if something pops into my mind, I just note it. And if I have the time, these days I try to write it. I write the song, let it come, whatever is going to happen. Now, sometimes that can happen if I'm really lucky, and it doesn't happen very often. That song comes fairly quickly, at least the lyric does, and melodies are more easily come by, at least for me. I'm not saying my melodies are I don't write on piano or write on guitar, so they're sort of to get the story out there, so they come fairly quickly. But that lyric that comes out initially may not be the final lyric I end up with, because songwriting is a lot about rewriting. So I've got songs that come in 15 minutes, and sometimes they're surprisingly good. And I've got other songs that, I almost hate to admit this, but have taken me 20 years. I just couldn't figure out the third verse. Wasn't able to get it.
That's interesting.
But I still keep the song, and sometimes it finally appears.
You have so many songs.
That's a little bit about the process.
Okay, you have so many songs about the townships. Nick Dean's Barn, you have a whole CD titled Nick Dean's Barn, and as well as a song, and a very, very sweet song about Grant and Mayotta. So can you elaborate on some of these, Jim?
Sure. Again, I think it goes back to, maybe what I was saying earlier, that period from about 11 when I started playing music, I was about 21. It's so rich with memories and new experiences. I think adolescence, so many things that were happening in my life, both musically and personally, that I keep mining that. They just come up. Like Grant and Mayotta, I was speaking on the phone with my sister, and she said, I remember Grant and Mayotta. And I said, are you kidding? They were at Nick's when we played there. Grant worked the door. Mayotta ran the snack bar downstairs. And she said, they're celebrating their 75th wedding anniversary. And I said, what? 75? Are you kidding? She said, no, party next week. And I said, okay, thank you for telling me. When I got off the phone, I just said, there's a song there. Gotta be. So that's where that came from. It's just like, no, it was just there to be written because it seemed unusual and needed to be noted or acknowledged in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It came out a bit like what I thought we were playing at the time at Nick's.
That's interesting. Yeah. Now, COVID hit 3 years ago. Well, it's over 3 years, actually. What have you been up to musically during and since the pandemic, performance-wise, writing and recording-wise?
Well, let's say kind of shut everything down. Getting together, for me, I was pretty isolated. So the person I work with, Jason Lang, he's a producer and he has his own studio. So we had just finished an album called The Ghost Wind that was just about to be released when COVID broke. So it never kind of got any promotion. I wasn't able to go out and play and perform it at all. But we decided to do it online. We just work online. So we recorded an entire album exclusively online. He in his studio, me in our apartment. And I recorded all the vocals and guitar here, and we worked back and forth. And it ended up being a tribute album to many people in townships, just too numerous right off the top of my head, like Winston James, Sid Prescott, Myrtle Murray, Howard P. Corr, my Uncle Wesley, Bill Robbins. A lot of these people, I don't know why they came as tribute songs to people that I'd grown up with that had an influence on me and in a positive way, but that's where it went. During COVID, I think I saw it more clearly, And so that album was done exclusively online. And then I wrote some other songs at the same time that are just me and guitar. It's nothing, there's no production beyond that. And I've just finished that album now. It's not out yet. But it's, I don't know what it's going to be called, but it's done. I think part of COVID just brought me right back to just, that's it. Song, the guitar, and the voice. That's as simple and basic as it gets.
Okay. Now, how did the idea for the benefit concert in Cookshire come about, Jim?
I think it goes back, way back to the fact that we had a house in Boulder right next to the church. And the connection that we had with the community through, I think, I don't know, the community, the sense of having one another's back or something. The community suppers that they organized. My mother worked as a UCW member. She was always baking for the church and sewing, and my dad sang in the choir. And there was such a sense of community that if something happened, you stepped up and helped out. I think that. So when I found out that through Don, and I spoke with Pauline Thornwell, and they said what was going on at Cookshire, we'd played there a few times, but I found out, you know, churches, knowing how they're struggling to keep alive, because all the churches in that area that when I grew up, they were all thriving communities, church communities, and over Birchton and Sand Hill and Sawyerville. And now that when I heard that, I thought I could help, and spoke to Susan. I said, you know, we're going to do this. That's kind of how it happened. So I called Don and sort of last minute said, I don't know, it's kind of last minute, but if you're open to it, we'd come down and do a benefit concert. And that's kind of how it went.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I know that they're really looking forward to you, and it's really appreciated. Now, I see that Susan Fowler, I think that's your partner, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
will be performing with you, and tell us about the what people and the music we can expect at the concert.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because we have been performing, my sister Marjorie, during COVID, was living alone, and the isolation, and I think it was a combination of factors, but she ended up having to get care at the manor in Lennoxville, Manoir Saint Francis. And so when she was there, Susan and I went down and performed for that community, and it was such a fun experience for us in many ways, for many reasons. My sister was there, but we got to know the community a little bit. And when we did, we began to realize that playing original songs was part of what I had been doing, but we decided to open it up. And Susan was singing backup to my original songs, but we just started to open it up and engage the community a little more. What songs would you guys like to hear? And so we sort of passed the clipboard around, and they wrote, you know, song titles down. And so it really has opened up what we're doing together at this point. I think we'll incorporate a bit of it at Cookshire. Just there's some covers that we enjoy doing. They connect with the community. And Susan sings some solo, and I sing backup. Sort of flips it a bit. But overall, it's been a good experience, and I think it's come about as a result of working in the Manoir. And Marjorie's in the Wales right now, so we've been down there a couple of times too. So it comes as a result of that. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing on Sunday.
Okay. Now, will people also have a chance to buy any of your CDs at the concert?
Yes, sure. They will. CDs are, I've got the ones that sell down there, the ones that refer to Down Home, because I've got one that sounds like Down Home. I've got another called Nick Dean's Barn. I think you mentioned it, thanks. Mm-hmm. And there's one called Heading South, which was one of the early CDs. My sister was such an advocate of my music, and she sold many CDs in that area. So when I get up to sing a song, I'm going, how do these people know the lyrics? Oh, forgot. My sister, of course. So That's it's a pleasure to be able to do that, play the music that they've heard on the CD. That's part of that fun part of it too.
That's really nice. I know we played your music throughout the years, and
hey, you did.
We did.
Sorry for interrupting.
And
I should say, and the support we got that music from CJMQ.
Oh, you're welcome. And we hope to get your latest album too. Now, if somebody wants to buy a CD, they can't go to the concert. Can they get a CD perhaps from Townshipers Association? I know they have a lot of them there.
They can, yes. Mm-hmm. They can send me an email. I think it's jim@jimrobinson.ca. It's mm-hmm. on my website.
Okay.
And they can listen to any of the music. It's all on there. And then they'll get clips of all the albums. They'll get, you know, some sense of what the songs sound like. And I think I've got one album up on Spotify at this point. We're going to get them up there, but we just haven't gotten around to it. But I think The Ghost Wins on Spotify and a lot of other platforms. That was part of because my producer, Jason, thought, that album's got to get on. You got to get that album out there. So that's the only one at this point in time that's available online.
Okay.
Apart from that, they can contact me through my website.
Great. Now, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jim?
You know, the only thing is the importance of what you're doing. I'm going to say that because local radio, local newspapers are, and I know I've said it already, but I think it's worth stating it again. We know something more by its absence than by its presence. When you take away local newspapers and radio, there's and in some way gets lost in today's world with the not that you know the advent of computers and everything that it brings and the connection with the broader world and all of that notwithstanding, what gets lost is the local community news and support and fabric of that brings such value to people's lives. That's all I would add. I'm grateful for this interview and the fact that you're still doing this work.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and we really appreciate you doing the interview with us. And definitely we'll be thinking about you if we can't make it on the 19th. That's the 19th, the benefit concert at the Trinity Church in Cookshire. It's right on the hill. You can't miss it. 1:30, mm-hmm. And get out and see Jim and also Sue Fowler and perhaps buy a CD or two.
Great.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you. Very welcome.
All the best.
We look forward to seeing if you can make it, and if you can't, I hope you, at some point you get to hear some of the music and enjoy just the idea of local community and local support, all that stuff.
Well, thanks so much. All the best.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I want to thank Bob Halsall and Jim Robinson for the great interviews today. My show will be up on the website a little bit later today. You can check it out. You can even download it by clicking right. And another thing I'd like to mention, Radio Bingo here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. sharp, 88.9 FM. And the cards are available. The Radio Bingo cards are available from several vendors in the township. So just go to our internet website, www.cjmq.fm, and go under announcements. And all the list is there. We're selling cards in quite a few different places in the township, so check it out. You have to be 18 years and over to buy a card. They're only $6. Now we'll close out the show today with the final song by Jim Robinson for today, and it's called All the Way Home. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and don't forget, if you can, go out to the concert. And if you can't and you'd like to support the church, give Don Parsons a call, 819-875-3796.
A little bit of a whole lot of luck, a little bit of a whole lot of luck, a little bit of a whole lot of luck and hard work, gonna carry me all the way home, gonna carry me all the way home. A little bit of a whole lot of work, a little bit of a whole lot of work, a little bit of a whole lot.